Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about love that one.
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it.
Why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
It is the weekend. It is the Jim Bob Show game day edition heard here and on great stations all around the country. On the line, of course, you know, he's everywhere, right? But coming up in a little bit, he's going to be all over the globe, globetrotting himself, breaking out the bandito in a bunch of different ways as he sets sail on a world cruise, right? Where are you going to be, Jim Bob?
You know what I'm going to be doing, Dane? I'm going to be walking through ancient locker rooms of history, okay? That's what I'm going to be doing, where the empires clashed and the warriors stood tall in the original stadiums of sport were carved out from stone. And so, you know, my first stop is I'm headed to Rome. I've got some business that we've got to do in Italy. And, you know, headed to Rome, where I'm going to tour the Colosseum. I'm going to tour the Roman Forum. And so picture this, everybody. I mean, Rome was originated, established like in 80, you know, CE, common era. And, you know, the Colosseum held 50,000 people. And gladiators, you know, they fought for survival in front of a roaring crowd. I mean, a little bit like Sunday football, minus, you know, the helmets. I mean, you know, the Roman Forum, that was where the front office, the politics, the strategy, the draft occurred, the public debates. But, you know, Rome was the original franchise powerhouse. And the Colosseum was their Super Bowl venue every damn day.
Oh, man. Think about that. Any given Sunday, it wasn't just, you know, who's going to win, who's going to lose. It was who's going to get eaten by like a tiger, right? Or who's going to get trampled by all the chariots and everything and just a million different things. And usually it ended in somebody or maybe many people dying.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I can't even imagine. I've been there several times, and it's going to be exciting because, you know, the new Pope, Leo, I mean, we've got the Chicago connection. Of course, everybody's been making jokes about, you know, this is the blessed year of the Bears. Well, let's see if that's going to come to fruition. I'm excited about going to the Vatican and spending some time at the Vatican and go back and tour the Vatican. That's on my tour, and I'm going to go into, you know, the catacombs and St. Peter's, everything associated with the Vatican. I'm super excited about that. And then I think that first day I'm having dinner overlooking the Colosseum. So that'll be pretty cool.
As a sports fan, lifelong sports fan, that is really kind of the origin of sport, of fandom, of crazed super fandom, you know, happened right there in the Colosseum so many years ago. And then this is really exciting. This is the first Pope, obviously, ever from America, and to have him have Chicago roots, so identified with sports and food and just Americana, right? And so to have him there, and have you seen it, Jim Bob, how they've had, you know, all the pictures identify him with, you know, whether it's the Cubs or the White Sox, certainly the Bears, right? You mentioned that they're hoping that this is a sign, right, that he'll be able to somehow divine intervention in a Bears typical collapse at the end of the year, maybe even the middle of the year. Hopefully he can make a difference. But have you found that? Because you're from a family, gone to Catholic schools and all of that stuff. There's a lot of excitement over this Pope.
It's huge excitement. I mean, I can't even overstate it. I mean, I think it's huge. We've got a Pope, you know, from the United States. I think it's just great. I'm so elated about it. Everybody I talk to, you know, that is a part of, you know, our Christianity and Catholic religion is so stoked about it. So I'm super excited. We are, you know, we're going to the Vatican, and I guess we've got to, I don't want to say this, but I'm supposed to be getting some kind of a, because of the, maybe it's because of our show, Dane.
And, I'm sure.
And how much we cover the Bears. But the mayor of Rome is giving us a special presentation through the Vatican. So I don't know what to expect. And so, but I'm thinking it's going to be cooler than what I've seen previously.
Oh, that is going to be great. You're going to have to report that back for all the listeners, all the fans here on the radio. Of course, a big food guy, too, a wine guy, you know, Italian wines. They're pretty good, right? You're looking forward to some of the food there in Rome, in Italy, and you're going to be able to, you know, smuggle in some El Bandito. You know, you need that, too.
Yes, absolutely. Can't take it, though. I mean, they're going to stop me at the border, and I don't want to get arrested or anything, so I can't take any of Bandito and bring out the Bandito. But, you know, I've got Rome, and then I'm hitting the Amalfi Coast. You know, we're going to cruise down to the Amalfi Coast, and, you know, it's basically what a beautiful, beautiful place that is, man. It's like a boat parade after the big wind there, you know. I mean, it's like every single – you've got all those yachts there in Portofino. My goodness gracious, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be the blue water there in Amalfi Coast. Is to me, it's about the same thing as Lombardi Trophy scenery.
It is going to be beautiful. Plus the time to relax. Of course, you never relax. You're always going after it. And so it's an aggressive schedule too, even on the cruise and the sightseeing side. And so after Italy, where else are you going to see? What other things are you going to experience?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to Civita Vecchia. You know, I know I'm doing the Amalfi Coast. I'm doing Liparia. I'm doing Valletta. I'm doing Trapani, Sicily. And then I'm going to La Goulette in Tanzania. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to La Ciotat in France.
Oh.
And then I'm going to Rosas, Spain, and then I'm going to Barcelona. I've never been to Spain. I have been to a lot of places in France, but, you know, this will be my first trip to Tanzania.
And maybe your last. You never know, right? But then maybe you'll get bit by the bug, and it'll be like, man, Tanzania is one of those places everybody should get out there and go. This could be big for them. The Visitor and Tourism Bureau from there is excited to have you.
Yes, I'm excited to go, buddy. I'm telling you what, it's going to be great. Then I'm going to report on the cruise. We're going to be doing the Jim Bob Show, and I think I'm scheduled to be in the Amalfi Coast when we do our next segment. So I'm going to be broadcasting. You're going to be from high above the city in the studio, and I'm going to be on the coast of Amalfi.
Yes. Now, so you're doing it, and you mentioned it's going to be a cruise. You're going to see all those places, experience them on the land side, historical artifacts, and all of those places, but also you'll be got that home base on the cruise ship. Talk a little bit about that. Like, where do you have I'm imagining the Love Boat, right? Because that's what a lot of people are understanding, at least a cruise ship kind of, or Carnival cruise, right, where it's a lot of fun. Like, what kind of boat are you going to be on?
Yeah, well, it's a boat, and it's about I think there's only like 200 people on this boat.
Oh, yeah, it's like just a giant yacht. It's not even a cruise. This is not a cruise, Jim.
I don't want to go there, Dan. I don't want to brag about stuff like this, okay? I mean, but, you know, it's certainly braggable. But I got somebody who does that for me. I've got an official bragger called Dane, the official bragger.
This
he's
boat.
Got his own website.
Yeah, right. Just Google it. Boom, there I am. Wow, that sounds really cool. Hopefully you'll take some pictures. Right. You know, and then, of course, ultimate modesty and humility. And then you'll just let me brag about what it is that you're doing. Wow. You know, it's an amazing experience. All those places that you couldn't necessarily, none of us really could pronounce, but they sound really exotic and amazing. And to experience them on sort of an exclusive, so let's just face it, it's just a mega yacht really is what that is. If there's a couple hundred people on it, it's pretty cool.
No, it is. It's the Voyager. It's the Sea Voyager. To be honest, I didn't have a lot to do with setting it up, is that my friend, Richard Campeter, who basically took care of all the things for me, and he's the guy who set us up for the tour through the Vatican, but it's supposed to be nice, you know, and, you know, I just kind of go with the flow. Like, when I went to the Derby, you know, the governor invited us down there, and I just kind of roll with it. I just show up, and I dress fancy for the part, and, you know, I do my job.
I can't wait to see the selfies with the Pope Leo. You know, if he hears you're going to be there, he's going to want to come in there and break out the Bandito a little bit for. And of course, here's some firsthand stories of Chicago. You'll have to share that with him. He's going to be too busy to get back to the Windy City anytime soon. Being the Pope, exciting. You got to take pictures, and of course,
I think that's what we got. We got to push this, Dane. We got to kind of push it. Who's going to be on our next show? Possibly Pope Leo. There's a possibility. I'm going to be there. He's going to be there. There's a shot. Okay, so you're saying we got a shot. Maybe next week, when people are always asking, who are you going to have on the show? Guess what? Special guest, Pope Leo.
And Pope Leo star-studded sharing the marquee with Mr. Ed from last episode. And so you've got Pope Leo, you've got Mr. Ed. You never know who else is going to.
I think if Pope Leo knew that he was going to be on a segment with Mr. Ed, I think he'd do it.
I think he's a big fan. That was a big show. I'm sure he'd be like, you know, I love that. I loved your work, well, Mr.
You,
Ed.
I'll tell you one thing, Pope Leo. I'll just tell you, so this is Mr. Ed, and I want to give you a little bit of advice. After this segment, we get fired.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, did you see he put Pope Leo and Mr. Ed on the show together?
I would worry less about getting fired, more about eternal damnation or something like that. So we're gonna come back and we're gonna ask for atonement, forgiveness, and all that, and we're gonna keep it here on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.